We will have the Rams and Vikings on the fan tonight. Week 8 opening with Thursday night football. You got the Jets and Patriots on Sunday. Played this earlier. This is Hassan Reddick, who I think we'll talk to the media today. Well, he spoke to the fans via social media yesterday.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Feel good to be back on the turf. Hope we can make something happen.
Well, that would be a good thing. Here was Devontae Adams.
And then he just collapsed into a heap.
No, non-contact. Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Not yet. Here he was, Devontae Adams, talking about him, meaning Adams himself, stepping up and speaking to the team after the loss in Pittsburgh.
It's basically, I just took a moment to let him know, like, I had reservations about speaking up too early and being too vocal too early, but I felt like, you know, in my mind, I said, F that, because I need to, you know, we don't have time, and I got to do whatever I got to do to help this team move forward.
Do they have time? Don't they have time? They're 2-5.
Some of the routes he runs. Mm-hmm. Some of the routes he runs are unbelievable. Like, there's just a way about the way he goes about running his routes that are just amazing. And I never imagine from Aaron Rodgers' perspective or the quarterback he's playing with perspective, it's just so, like, crisp. And you know where he's going to be, and you can see, and he feels like where he is on the field and what kind of coverage he's seeing.
Well, speaking of Rodgers, here he is after 7 games. He speaks really in the only way that Aaron Rodgers would speak.
I mean, every year presents its own challenges, and thankfully we're not to the denouement of this season. You know, there's still a lot of time left. I think it's important that we all just stay as sanguine as possible. You know, it's a long season. There's a lot of ups and downs.
Well, denouement.
We've had a lot of adversity already this season.
I mean, to me, we're already at the denouement of the season. Now, people think I'm crazy. I feel like we're at the denouement. No, I'm not going to be sanguine. I'm not doing it. I haven't seen the Super Bowl since Super Bowl III. I'm not being sanguine. So you can take that and shove it. I mean, and I don't remember a year where we hit the denouement this early. I mean, maybe one of those years with Richard Todd. I don't remember.
Holy God.
Yeah. Really talking to his people there.
Yeah, sure.
Denouement, the sanguine. Rob Saleh, well, he's unemployed. Well, not for long. I guess he's going to be a consultant with the Packers. He was with them on Wednesday. This was Matt LaFleur.
He's helping us on the offensive side of the ball. I think that's always a good deal to have that perspective, you know, that defensive perspective on that side of the ball. So just taking a look at some of the things we're doing.
All right, now this is the coach that wanted to get rid of Aaron Rodgers and couldn't wait to get rid of him.
Yeah.
And now he's hired as a consultant. The head coach had just got fired to help him with the previous offense that Aaron Rodgers ran up in Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
And he basically says to help our offense.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, what do you think that's – what is that saying?
Well, he's giving a shot to Woody Johnson and Nate Hackett and Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Yeah, it certainly would seem that way. The Dolphins take on the Cardinals Sunday. Tua expected back at quarterback. Music to the ears of one Tyreek Hill.
We're back, baby. Strike up the band. We're back, baby. Start me this week, baby. Let's go.
Fantasy football owners started him this week. Chad Ochocinco on the Nightcap podcast with Shannon Sharp says Tua's still in danger, though, in his opinion.
The guardian cap. The fuck is the guardian cap going to do? I mean, no disrespect. No amount of extra padding externally can fully protect players from concussions, especially if they've already had them.
So he went back and forth with Shannon on this. Shannon was trying to make the point that, you know, the seatbelt isn't quite the same thing, but it saves lives, although it's not going to save all of them, and hoping that this guardian cap helps.
Right. Noted neurologist, well, Chad Ochocinco.
Well, ooh, but talk about Chad Ochocinco. He's got another career in his sights. You know what's going on in this country in a couple of weeks, right?
I'm thinking about the two people who are running that we have to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not into politics as heavy as I'd like, but I would love to represent the people. Like, could you imagine what I could do?
No. But he would say it's perfect.
Someone representing and being for the people, like, that's me. I'm really like that, you know? And I start my speeches with, you know, for the American people, I just want you to know I'm
Love you.
You know what? He is very likable. I got to tell you
he
that.
He is. I agree.
He is. I wasn't a teammate, but we went into the Ring of Honor together, and he couldn't have been any nicer. And
you know what's weird about him, though?
What?
He on the nightcap thing with Shannon is a lot different than anywhere else you see him. It's almost like he's a completely freer, more fun person.
Yes.
And then when he's a guest, he's more buttoned up.
I also remember doing a few of his games, and he would pull his antics out, you know, and you remember he put the Hall of Fame jacket on the sideline. I didn't like any of that stuff, you know, and that was probably the old school in me. But getting to be around him and listen to him on this podcast with Shannon, I mean, he is kind of funny and likable.
It is a lot of fun. I do agree. We probably missed this the other day only from the standpoint of the whole Jerry Jones thing in Dallas with the fan was more about what he did last week. So when he was talking about this year's team and where they're at and the issues they've had, this line was said.
The types of things that we all think we should be looking at is, well, we're designing bad plays, or we're designing bad concepts. The facts are that there's some of that.
And then he would go on to say the players have to execute, making it maybe look worse. That said, they go to Mike McCarthy and ask him if he heard any of this.
I didn't see the comments specifically, so, but I don't think we have bad concepts and bad plays. But I'll go back and check. But
yeah, not going so good for them right
now. Comments, concepts.
I'll tell you what, they're on the road this week, right?
In San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Sunday night.
Well, they're catching San Francisco at the right time, that's for sure.
You would think.
Yeah, I saw this was a true statement, too. The 49ers' most healthy wide receiver going into this week was shot in the chest 2 months ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Crazy.
Yep.
Andy Dalton injured his thumb in a car accident. Bryce Young starts quarterback for the against the Broncos this weekend. All right, the World Series begins tomorrow night. We've been talking about the ticket prices.
What they didn't tell you was Bryce Young hit him. That was
they did not hit him. Stop it. Dodgers Yankees in Los Angeles. Here is Austin Wells. He says he and many of the guys on the team are going to rely on people like Anthony Rizzo and Juan Soto. Why? Well, because they have been through this before and they've participated in the Fall Classic.
Having those guys with a little bit of World Series experience, two winners, I mean, I think that's going to help. And I know that having those guys on our team is definitely going to help us going into this weekend.
Yeah, I always think this. Once the game starts, the game starts. It's a baseball game. You play that your whole life. It's no different than the previous series you played and the previous series that you played against Kansas City, other than those two series were cakewalks, and now this is going to be a real baseball game. So that's probably the biggest difference.
Here is Anthony Rizzo, ready to rock.
To be back in the World Series is special. You can't take it for granted. Never, ever have I taken any champagne celebration for granted to get to the playoffs or the next round. So you just don't know when these opportunities will arise, and you got to make the best of it.
Well, they got one right in front of them. In terms of the Mets, they came up short, as we know. David Stearns wrapped things up yesterday with the media. One of the big topics was obviously Pete Alonso.
How much, if at all, did the last 3 weeks maybe change or alter your opinion of him?
Pete's a great Met. He was right out there right before I came in. I told him I was about to answer a lot of questions about him. He told me good luck. He's a great Met. I hope we have him back.
But we still have to see how it plays out.
I think we both understand this is a process, and everyone's got their own interests. And Pete deserves to go out into the free agent market and see what's out there and then ultimately make the best choice for him and his family.
We shall see sooner rather than later, you might think, or maybe, who knows, maybe it goes into March like some of those other free agents with Forrest did last year.
But it is kind of refreshing that, you know, David Stearns spoke like that, because it gives you a real perspective as to what the Mets are thinking about. They'd like to have him back, but it's got to be at a reasonable number, and it's not going to be the number that we already offered you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was made clear in about July. So, say there's a year, there's a number of years, an amount of money that David Stearns will be comfortable with, and he's not going to go past.
Especially
that.
If they're going to go after Juan Soto,
of course. And there may be a team that offers more. Maybe there's not. If things go the way they have in previous years, in recent years with baseball free agency, Pete Alonso is that perfect candidate to be waiting around when spring training starts, and nobody has signed him, and he ends up accepting like a one-year deal from the Colorado Rockies, and he shows up in mid-April.
I bet you he's going to have a five-year deal in front of him from somebody other than the Mets, and then it will be up to the Mets as to whether or not they are going to match that deal. And if they match that deal, then maybe he stays.
Soto to the Mets, Alonso to the Yankees.
That's what I said.
Did you?
And Alex Bregman to the Yankees at third base.
Oh, Alex Bregman. How about that?
Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah. I wouldn't play a net highlight because you guys don't care, but this was a nice, vicious hit, as they say, and their loss to the Hawks last night.
Handed off to Claxton, right back to Cam Thomas, poked out of his hands and stolen away by Atlanta. Ahead, Krejci finding Dyson Daniels going to the rim, fouled hard by Claxton. Daniels follows him behind the stage at about five rows deep in the crowd, and they're grabbing each other. Security has to come out. I mean, they're right in the stands right now.
Nick Claxton,
look at that. An NBA game turned into an NHL game, Al.
It did. It was very physical.
They got physical.
It did. And the Hawks wound up winning 120 to 116. Here was Claxton after the ejection. How do you handle these situations better and not do things like that?
Having more situational awareness. Maybe I need to talk to a therapist or something. Can you take out a game?
No, not when they need you, and they did last time.
He's going to go see a therapist
or something. It was kind of like, kind of smirked when he said that, but that's a hell of a shot across the throat, basically. That was last night in Atlanta as the season is up and running. You also, the Suns beat the Clippers in overtime in the new Intuit Dome in L.A. Milwaukee beat Philly. You got a lot of conversation about Joel Embiid not playing in the league, investigating what they're going to do with him. We shall see. NHL tonight, Rangers and Panthers, and the Devils take on the Red Wings. Time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. And we had this Boomer versus Eddie moment last hour right here, kicked off the 8 a.m. hour.
I know it rained a little bit this morning, I think, but it's gone now, and it's a beautiful day. And I even looked into next week, and next week also looks awesome.
Well, that's good, because we're playing next week again.
That's right, and
so
there's
by
also
the way,
Halloween, so good for the trick-or-treaters.
Yes.
We're getting drought and fire warnings in New Jersey.
So, honestly, it's like from August until now. Water your lawns. Like, we'll probably get hit with a snowstorm or something. Just relax.
God. Why did that make you so mad?
I'm talking about how I'm loving the weather, and I'm able to be outside. I'm able to do what I want to do. And he's got to ruin it. Oh, we're in a drought and a fire. I'm like, all right, whatever. You know, don't smoke your cigarettes outside and drop your butts in the dry grass then, all right?
Wow.
Just giving you facts, that's all.
And I'm giving you facts, too. It's been beautiful outside. I mean, October has been ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it has.
And so it was September.
And honestly, we had one of the best Junes we've ever had as well. We've had a great run here. So hopefully, I always say that, you know, when you have a great run like that, you're going to have a bad winter. But I don't even know if we're capable of having bad winters anymore, knock on wood. I don't even know.
You know, eventually, we're going to have a bad winter. Eventually.
Careful, G. You're talking about climate change. You might want to back off that time.
You're going to go in there and you're just going to pop his head right off his neck.
If he wants a battery-operated, stove.
Stove. There you go. Moment of the day. A little dicey there between the two of you. And you had another one a little while ago, too.
And it's all about climate change.
I understand.
Oh, I just like, shut the hell up. Okay. It will do. All right, thanks, Jerry. Coming up next, we have found him. He is here, the man who controls all the World Series tickets in the building. Mark Zuckerman will join us in just a couple of minutes. Sales guru, one of the managers here at Odyssey.